the off-season program to here? How did that help you?
Oh, anytime. The off-season program is terrific. You can really install 60, 75, 80% of your stuff, go through it. Everybody has a firm grasp coming on it. So really, when you come in for training camp, since it's short now, it's just reinstallation. So there might be a little bit that you forget here and there, but you pick it up right away, and you go forward, and you can study ahead and know what's coming to understand the defenses and what you're putting in.
When you go to a new team, do you get the butterflies? Do you still feel like you're the new guy, obviously, even if you've been in the league?
Everyone here has been very welcoming. I knew a couple guys coming in, so it's been great, and it's highly competitive. Everybody's been awesome, and we've got a lot of terrific players out here, so I enjoy going out here and competing against them every day.
Thank you very much.
Do you feel like one of the old guys in the linebacker group? It's a pretty young group.
There's a couple older guys, but you're getting old when you start counting the guys older than you than younger than you, because there's less of them and more of the younger guys.
How do you feel like you're fitting in here with the scheme and what you guys are doing out here?
Fitting in pretty well. I think everybody's working hard. I'm doing the best I can out there. I think there's certain things that I can do well, and hopefully I'll continue to work on those and hone them in, and that'll warrant some ability and some playing time to get on the field.
Obviously, you were in a couple Parcells places, and everybody always talks about Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick. Were there similarities with what you guys did defensively? Miami, Dallas is maybe what you're doing here?
There's similarities. Obviously, these guys both coached together and for quite a while. There's some stuff, but this defense definitely has its own footprint on it. It's tough. I mean, the game's changed so much in the last 10 years that defenses evolve year to year. Everything's going to be different. You're going to try to find the new ways to stop the in-vogue stuff of the year before. So we're just working on that, and I think it's a very, very fluid situation.
You're talking about how there are fewer practices, no two-a-days and all that. Can you tell a difference in the intensity level of players when you actually do get on the field for the 2.5 hours a day that you have it, especially a day like today where you had a lot of goal line work, intense.
Well, you've got to make the time count. When you come out here, you've got to be ready to go. You have the meetings the night before. You have the meetings and walkthroughs in the morning. So you get out of practice. You got to be focused, be efficient, get the most out of each rep. Then when you go in, you clean it up at night, do a little install for the next day, and then you're moving on. So you've got to make sure that each day, counts. You got to put in the book because it starts building on each other. If you let it start running day into day, you're going to be in trouble.
I remember when you came into the league, kind of the book on you was some versatility, maybe you can play inside and out. Do you still feel like that's a part of your game, versatility?
I think anytime you can play multiple positions, you're going to help yourself. They put a premium on that here. They try to work guys around. So hopefully that's something that they think I can do, and hopefully I can still do it. You'll have to ask them.
How about special teams? Have you done a lot of that in your career?
Oh, yeah, definitely played a lot of special teams. They put a premium on that here as well. Everybody's playing some, whether you're playing 60 snaps on defense or 10, and they want to make sure the guys are getting in there and playing special teams. So that's something I'm excited about as well. Scotty is a great coach, so I'm looking forward to it.
What's it like working next to Mayo? I mean, he's kind of the leader, even though he's young.
Mayo's a good player. I've enjoyed working with him. He's been extremely beneficial to me, helping me get a grasp on stuff. From afar, I've always admired his game, but he's a very intelligent player, so I picked up a lot of stuff from him. Highly competitive guy, and I look forward to playing with him.
Is it pretty easy to listen to Pepper, knowing what he achieved in his career, both as a coach and a player?
Pepper's a terrific coach. He knows his stuff. He's high intensity guy. He relates very well to players. For playing for 12, 13 years in the NFL at such a high level, he obviously garners the respect of his players with anything he says. So you're going to listen to him. He's been there. He's been in the fights. He knows what it's all about. You just got to take advantage of that.
Yeah, Carl Banks, I saw, was here today. Did you get a chance
to
talk to him?
We're just rolling in the guys. I mean, great player after great player. Yeah, he's going to be here, I think, a couple of days and help coach some guys up. So try to just absorb all the knowledge he has as well.
Any memories of Carl from your dad play together?
That was a long time ago. I mean, I was 3-4 years old. So all I got is watching highlight films from those guys, when they were a little later in their careers. But I definitely was a Giants fan growing up, obviously, with my dad playing there and all those guys.
Does Pepper go a little harder on you? I heard, obviously you have the Giants connection and the Buckeye connection. It sounded like he chewed you out a couple times the other day.
Pep's an emotional, intense guy, and I appreciate being coached hard, and I told him I want him to coach me that way. So, anything he says, obviously, is welcome words.
Did the fact that you work well with Parcells draw you to Belichick at all?
This team, this organization speaks for itself up here. What they've achieved and accomplished, the way they go about their business. That's why I was excited to come here and hopefully be able to contribute.
How challenging is it to face this offense out here every day? It's going to be a pretty good.
Oh, it's terrific. You're going against an awesome quarterback, great wideouts, terrific tight ends. I mean, you've got a multitude of weapons on the offensive side of the ball. So when you're going against that as a defender every day, it's going to make you the best player you can be.